Well, Jim, looking ahead to tomorrow's Under-21 final against Niamh Connell, all set?
Yeah, all set. Tom, you know, at the end of the day, this is a competition that probably comes dropped in at the end of the GA calendar, and you just have to make the best of it. The players are all over the place, and you get limited time with them, you know, and it's a credit to the coaches, probably all the coaches in St. Unions, how these guys have developed from academy right up. And I mean, I've been with the squad of them. You know, there's some of that squad has prevailed and still there, and it's down to their good attitude. And then this team really is made up of three minor teams, and probably a beginning of a fourth minor team, you know, just one or two from the fourth minor team. Yeah. And that's where this team, the nucleus of this team, has come from.
Yeah.
And it's all the coach. I mean, I'm just there, myself and Paddy Ryan are the joint manager this year, but it's all the coaches who put in time with these guys and stuff, you know?
Yeah. You are the reigning champions as well, of course.
Last year, you know, again, there's probably bits and pieces of the team, and there's changes on it as well. You know, there's some Brian McIntyre last year wasn't on the minor team. He's our captain this year, and he's, again, Brian, the attitude, exemplary is an attitude, fine footballer, and has developed his game. He pushed on. He didn't sulk or say, right, I didn't make the team last year, or I didn't make any teams. He pushed on and he developed his game, and he has been one of the stalwarts for St. Gunnar's this year.
Yeah, and he's one of the boys that has gone into the senior team. Actually, yeah. This team of yours is backbone. I was counting, is it six or seven of the senior team?
There's probably a nucleus of six or seven that's played senior football this year, yeah. And again, there's probably, again, that's what the ultimate goal is, Tom, for us as well, to develop players from when you start off in your academy and try and keep as many to play at the level they can play at, and hopefully that's senior football for the club.
Yeah.
You know.
And obviously, looking at your campaign, big wins over Niamh Collum before Masters and Eirua on the way to the final.
Yeah. Well, the ones were good. I mean, when we went to Glen Columbkilln, we put in a good score there and a good performance as well. Again, it's like when you're playing against opposition as well, they have difficulties trying to get teams together, getting players together at certain times. So again, you can't read too much into it, although you can only play what's in front of you and beat what's in front of you.
Yeah. So you've run up, three goals in each game. Yeah, 11
three goals in each game, yeah. Yeah.
14 points against Niamh Columba, 17 against Eirua, and 11 lastly out. So yeah, you've been pretty impressive. And what's been very impressive is conceding very little,
yeah. But again, that's the work rate. The guys, they work hard. They work hard all over the pitch. And again, it'll take that on Sunday. If every player has to stand up and win their own battle, and then they can add to the team. If they don't win their own battle, then they're not adding to the team. And then that's up to us as management to make decisions and stuff. I mean, what happened in the past doesn't count for anything. It's just a one-off. And as we've seen 3 years ago and stuff, I think we were probably favourites for that game going into it. But
that was the minor final. That was the minor final.
Yeah, we come out in the wrong end of it, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, if you take the history, probably the teams at this age group is probably, we were beat at 13 with Niamh Connell. We beat them at 14. There was nothing at 15. We beat them at 16 and they beat us at minor. So now we're done. But again, the formation has probably changed a bit as well. Players have probably changed because 3 years is a fair bit of development in 3 years, because some of the boys who played in that game for us has drifted away for one reason or another. And some of the other younger guys has come through, and that's the way. Maybe
That's a natural progression. You're probably going into on the back of your form and the fact that you had 6-7 of the senior team that ran Niamh Connell's senior team so close. You're going to go into the game as favourites. Probably not as big a favourites, and maybe a little bit wary from your own point of view, given Niamh Connell's record against you.
Yeah, well, I mean, we probably would be it, because the outsider would look at probably and say we were favourites because of it. That doesn't mean for anything. If you look at Niamh Connell, they have a nucleus of guys and guys who could win in the match in Ulster senior semi-finals and playing in Ulster finals and three senior club finals, and a nucleus of that. Them guys were training probably there's 5 and 6 and 7 of them maybe training with their senior team. Only 3 maybe or 4 starting. But again, if you look at the quality through that, and it's a well-run club and a well-coached club, no more than our own club. We put a lot of effort into coaching and developing youngsters, and it doesn't that doesn't happen overnight. It takes time.
You've had a bit of a wait for this final, haven't you? You had to wait a couple of weeks extra.
Oh, we were waiting, I think, 3 or 4 weeks, I think. 4 or 5, you know, but that was down to different reasons, because probably Niamh Connell and stuff was involved with Championship and Ulster Championship and stuff, and that's understandable on that regard, you know.
Yeah, and are you happy enough with preparations otherwise?
Ah, well, I mean, in an ideal world, you'd like to have your team and coach them every week and have them, but you don't have them because there's different Donegal development squads and Donegal squads, and they're all and then there's University, Sigerson and stuff, and they're all play at different, doing different things. So again, either injuries or they're away training or playing with somebody else, and that's just the reality. As a club manager, you either put up with that or you just, you can't do it. There's nothing really you can do about it, Tom.
Any major injuries, worries?
No, none. You know, and again, there's a panel of 26, maybe 30 guys there and stuff, and they're all fighting for their place. You know, again, there's also probably other guys who are probably, didn't really commit because they're probably with St. Julian's College and different and stuff. It's just that's what their priority is. And so, again, could have been on the panel as well.